Whoa, we've had a year's worth of crypto history in a week. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to my podcast series, Last Week Crypto. Every Sunday, we review the performance of the largest cryptocurrencies, top gainers, as well as the latest global news stories affecting the crypto markets this past week. We will talk about how Bitcoin is absolutely killing it right now, how DeFi is going ballistic, driving Ethereum fees to all-time highs, how the global economy is headed straight to wrecked city, and finally, I'll be introducing a new segment where I talk about some high-risk, low-cap crypto projects I have my eyes on, so make sure to stick around until the end for that. To check out the links to all the articles we discuss, go to cryptokc.com/lastweekcrypto. Before we get started, make sure you check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/cryptokcy for video versions of these podcasts. Also, I conduct a weekly AMA or Ask Me Anything every Wednesday on Instagram at instagram.com/cryptokcy. So please use the link to my Instagram account listed in the description area to follow me and ask me anything you want every Wednesday. I do try my best to answer as many questions as possible. In fact, I think I counted 97 answers to over 300 questions I received last Wednesday, so I did make a valiant effort. This week's episode is brought to you by Crypto.com, an exchange with over 55 different cryptocurrencies you can buy with bank transfers, debit, or credit cards at true cost with no markups. Crypto.com also offers a Visa credit card you can use to access, manage, and spend your funds, all while earning cryptocurrency rewards. It's so important to have relationships with multiple exchanges as a cryptocurrency investor. So if you use the link in the description area to sign up for Crypto.com, you will receive $50 worth of free cryptocurrency for free when you use the referral code CryptoCasey, all while supporting the channel. Awesome. So let's get started. Looking at the top cryptocurrencies by market cap over the past week, Bitcoin at -0.1%, Ethereum surging up 11%, XRP up 7%, and Chainlink, an absolute beast, up a shocking 63%, securing a spot in the top five largest cryptocurrencies by market cap. Taking a look at the top gainers this week, Nest is up 144%, Numeraire up 131%, NXM up 124%, and Aragon up 119%. Nice. So let's kick off this episode with a tweet. Getting rich in the 21st century has become very simple indeed. 1. Work hard. 2. Spend less than you earn. 3. Save in Bitcoin. That is all. Godspeed, sovereigns. And if you're not in crypto yet, why are you letting all of these big, slow, greedy dinosaurs beat you to it? This week, the world's biggest business intelligence firm buys 21,000 Bitcoin for $250 million. MicroStrategy confirms it has made Bitcoin its primary treasury reserve asset as institutional uptake takes a dramatic bullish step forward. Michael Saylor, CEO of MicroStrategy, commented in the press release, "This investment reflects our belief that Bitcoin, as the world's most widely adopted cryptocurrency, is a dependable store of value and an attractive investment asset with more long-term appreciation potential than holding cash." MicroStrategy, a $1.2 billion company, just turned itself into a publicly traded Bitcoin play. Smart. And Grayscale, yet again, is making some waves in the crypto space this week as they unleash a cable news TV ad campaign about cryptocurrency investing, which could bring crypto to millions, as this article suggests. Just as Merrill Lynch's 1948 New York Times ad introduced boomers to stocks, Grayscale's cable news ad blitz suggests the time is right for digital currency. This week, spots on CNBC, MSNBC, Fox, and Fox Business, among others, pitched the ad titled "The History of Money" as a wake-up call that people everywhere should seize what we feel is a once-in-a-generation opportunity that digital currencies may present. With huge institutional investors diving headfirst into crypto, predictions like this one don't seem that far out of reach. Boom. Kraken predicts imminent Bitcoin price rally of up to 200% in the coming weeks and months. Wow. But what about Ethereum? DeFi has been going absolutely ballistic this week, and on Thursday, as we see in this tweet, Bitcoin dominance below 60%. Last time this happened, altcoins went crazy. Dare I say, alt season 2020 is here? Bitcoin dominance is basically just the ratio between the market cap of Bitcoin to the rest of the entire cryptocurrency market at large. And a decrease in Bitcoin dominance historically signals strengthening in the altcoin markets. This has some traders now taking bets Ether will break $1,000 by December. And personally, $1,000 per Ether before the end of the year is a figure I've been comfortable with for a while now, all things considered. I mean, look at this. Just a few weeks ago in a Last Week Crypto episode, I predict the DeFi market, $4 billion at the time, would fly past $10 billion in no time. And here we are. DeFi market cap explodes to $11 billion as Chainlink hits all-time high. So what is going on with Chainlink? What's behind the meteoric rise of Chainlink? Well, Chainlink has been making partnership and integration announcements nonstop throughout the year. However, its massive surge this week seemed to be tied to demand from yield farmers trying to get their hands on yam. Yes, that unassuming, sweet, starchy, lovable vegetable. In case you missed the 2020's version of the 2018 CryptoKitties craze, people absolutely lost their minds when yam hit the scene. But how can you blame them? Who could resist a sweet, little, innocent yam? Not many, actually. A project developed in just 10 days that didn't undergo any technological audit of the code, that required people to lock up Ethereum and other cryptocurrencies in order to earn yam tokens. Oh, and by the way, the locked up funds weren't even being lent out for people to borrow, provide liquidity services, or serve any purpose aside from just arbitrarily locking up the funds to get yam. In spite of all these clearly sketchy, crazy facts, Yam managed to lock up over $600 million worth of capital and peak at around $167 per Yam in less than 24 hours of its launch. And shortly after that, Yam's market cap evaporated in under an hour as a desperate last-minute attempt to fix a bug in the code ultimately failed. Surprise, surprise. And just like CryptoKitties, the Yam farming frenzy drove Ethereum transaction fees to all-time highs. As we all know, DeFi has put immense pressure on the Ethereum network, and some people are concerned that not enough people will lock up the amount of ETH necessary to launch Ethereum 2.0. But I agree with this tweet that published last Thursday, stating, "People put like 300,000 ETH in an unaudited, built-in 10 days smart contract for YAM farming. I don't think we'll have a problem getting the 524,000 ETH required to launch ETH 2. ETH farming is coming." Nice. Well, YAM farmers weren't the only ones who went straight to wrecked city this week. In fact, the entire global economy is on a one-way express to wrecked city as we speak, and you don't have to have a PhD in economics to see it. This tweet sums up the knowledge required to nail an economics exam quite nicely. These days, anyone can get an A on every economics exam simply by answering print for every problem question posed. How do you solve X? Print. How do you solve Y? Print. How do you pay for it all? Print. Bonus question, how do you deal with the consequences? Print. More. A plus. Nice. And in another tweet, straight from the US Secretary of State, Steven Mnuchin, we can see things must be getting rough at the Treasury Department. And guys, this tweet is strange, super strange, coming straight from a cabinet member of Trump's. Mnuchin tweets, "If you have extra coins at home, please use them to make purchases, or deposit them at the bank, or exchange them for cash. Help get coins moving." What the heck? Sure, there is a coin shortage because businesses are not accepting cash anymore, and people don't want to use it due to the virus. And when the government forces us into a cashless society, all of the coins will be melted down and repurposed. And at the end of the day, with all the printing of the US dollars happening, let's be honest, the actual metal used in coins will eventually be worth more than the ever-increasingly worthless paper fiat that is the US dollar. Check it out. The US inflation quickened in July on costs of vehicles and apparel, but the low demand for cars and clothes are largely masking the inflation phenomena. And we see a similar situation here, as US consumer prices push higher, while high unemployment is likely to keep the lid on inflation. All in all, one thing is for sure, winter is coming, both figuratively and literally, for the Northern Hemisphere at least. And shout out to all the Argentines, Aussies, Kiwis, and Safas listening in on my podcast, and much love to Tony, my all-time favorite Safa, who educated me about the existence of the word Safa. Cheers, mate. I hope I said that right. So this figurative winter prediction comes straight from the feds. Federal Reserve President Kashkari warns that unless a stricter U.S. lockdown is imposed, the last few months could just feel like a warm-up to a greater catastrophe. So, we've got flu season coming, ever-increasing COVID cases in the U.S., more potential lockdowns, all about to pile on top of a faltering economic recovery thus far. And meanwhile, somehow, against all odds, super-banging stock market highs, which I'm not even going to cover this week because it's just completely ridiculous, honestly. Across the Atlantic is also looking grim, as the UK faces the largest recession on record based on official figures. So it could get quite dark over the next few months. On the bright side, if you are in the US and actively invest in cryptocurrency, this week, Trump seriously considers a capital gains tax cut and also an income tax cut for middle-income families, which would lessen the amount of taxes you would have to pay when making crypto gains. Sweet. So if you're a beginner and want to learn how to make gains as a profitable cryptocurrency investor, sign up to join my beta course at cryptokc.com/beta to stay up to date on the latest information regarding the beta version and the full and complete version of the course. The beta course will launch sometime next week, and then the first tier of the full course will launch by September 1st if everything stays on track. I'll keep you updated. And if you're interested in learning how to become a developer in the industry, or learn more about the advanced technical concepts of blockchain technology, the best resource available, in my opinion, is Ivan on Tech's Academy. Using the link in the description area, you can enroll in the course at a discounted price. Cool. Moving on to the new segment of the show I'm going to test out with you guys this week, where I share two or three altcoin projects I've been looking into recently. While I do not really like to talk about high-risk, low-cap altcoins, a lot of you guys are just morphing into these crypto creatures that have a strong desire to journey deeper and deeper into the altcoin forest. So I'm just going to make it very clear up front that any cryptocurrency you decide to invest in, the losses are 100% on you, as well as any gains. Only you can take 100% credit for any nice gains you realize in this space. None of this is financial advice by any stretch of the imagination. I'm simply going to reveal some projects that seem interesting to me. Some of them I have, and some of them I don't. After doing your own research and due diligence, that's when you should decide whether or not it's a risk you are willing to take. Cool. With that out of the way, it's time to follow me into the altcoin forest. First up, we have XIO, which is a decentralized application like Uniswap, but instead of swapping cryptocurrencies, XIO will allow users to stake various ERC-20 tokens and earn instant upfront interest. So as an XIO user, you can find a blockchain project you want to support, then lock up your tokens for a specific amount of time, and instead of waiting for interest payments, you will receive instant upfront tokens from the project. Super interesting, and I think much like the decentralized exchange Uniswap has been seeing massive demand and usage, XIO will become the Uniswap of staking cryptocurrency. Its market cap is quite low, sitting at around $12 million at the time of this podcast, and the price has been consolidating nicely the past 24 hours, which could present a good opportunity to get in if you're interested. This token can easily be swapped on Uniswap using Ether, which you can access in the description area. There are a ton of fake websites popping up pretending to be Uniswap and other exchanges, so it's important to use the link listed and bookmark the site to access it in the future. Remember, never, ever enter your private key or wallet phrase into a website that asks for it. All of those are 100% scams, and they will steal all of your funds. Also in the description area are the contract addresses for these projects I'm talking about, because tons of impersonation projects are popping up pretending to be the official ones, so please use the contract addresses in the description to interact with the correct token. Anyways, I think this is a very neat project that you can check out here at xio.network. And just to let you know, I do currently hold some XIO. While we are in the staking wheelhouse, another project I think will absolutely explode when ETH2 rolls out is Anchor, A-N-K-R. Anchor makes infrastructure for deploying any blockchain node easy, accessible, affordable, and instantly distributed across the globe. Meaning you will literally be able to basically click a button and boom, become an Ethereum validator without going through any complicated technical process. It's going to be a game changer for investors interested in participating in staking networks. They have a vast array of projects you can launch nodes quickly and easily on, like Bitcoin, Cardano, Chainlink, Cosmos, and much, much more. The price has been pumping pretty hard the past month, but the market cap is still sitting at around $77 million, so I think it has pretty good room for growth when phase zero of ETH2 rolls out. You can check them out here at ankr.com. And again, to let you know, at the time of this podcast, I currently do not hold Anchor. I'm waiting for some price consolidation before deciding whether or not to jump in. You can trade Anchor on Binance, Uniswap, and Bittrex using the links in the description area. And one final project that may pique your interest is Ocean Protocol. This project is tackling a main 21st century issue permeating nearly every aspect of our lives: data. And as AI continues to exponentially grow, data is proving to be one of the main limiting factors. So Ocean Protocol was designed to help companies and developers build applications to privately and securely publish, exchange, and consume data, all while earning money for it. Similar to how people didn't see the value of unused room and space in cars and homes before Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb, people haven't quite caught on to the value of unused private data, which I think Ocean will be able to help harness. Ocean has pumped a lot in the past month as well, and though its market cap may seem a bit high, sitting at $149 million right now, I think the scope of the market they intend to serve may signal the start of something revolutionary, not just for data, but for driving adoption of blockchain use by mainstream companies. Ocean Protocol is available on Uniswap and KuCoin as well. And for the record, I don't have any at this time. I'm waiting for some potential pullback as all eyes are on this amazing, massive Ethereum pump to over $400. Typically, the big market cap coins like Bitcoin and Ethereum pump first, while altcoins pull back before popping off like crazy. At least, that's what I'm hoping for. But anything can happen in crypto. Literally, anything. I mean, yam for crying out loud. 600 million. Less than 24 hours. Digital. Sweet potatoes, people. Personally, I think CryptoKitties are far more interesting, but hey, that was Last Week in Crypto with me, Crypto Casey. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast and consider subscribing to my YouTube channel for more crypto content. To check out the links to all the articles we discussed, go to cryptocasey.com/lastweekcrypto. So, do you think the price of ETH will pump over $500 this week? Had you already heard of XIO, Anchor, or Ocean Protocol before this podcast? Are you going to miss out on $50 worth of free cryptocurrency by signing up for crypto.com? If not, click on the link to crypto.com in the description area. Be safe out there.